Welcome to Musings and Meditations, a podcast for every human who is looking for meditation, motivation, and magic. Thank you for tuning in to A Higher Vibration. This is the place to find the information and inspiration you need to be the best version of you there has ever been. Sit back and relax. Prepare to be enlightened, enthused, and empowered. It's time for awakening to your limitless nature with light and wisdom from Cindy Lee Kelly.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me. I am Cindy Lee Kelly, and this is the 53rd episode of my podcast. I don't know why I like to number them, but it's like a sense of accomplishment for me. So after that last episode I published, I decided to check my stats, which I don't usually do because my content's not monetized on any of my sites, so I don't really pay attention to the analytics. Anyhow, I was shocked to see the number of countries that are listening to my messages. I'm humbled and honored and grateful to be on this journey with people from all over the world. 39 countries, to be exact. And that's a lot for one little old great-grandma in a castle in Southwest Florida. Hopefully my words have helped someone somewhere, because that's why I do this. Not for money. I do it for love. Love is my currency. I speak because that's my sacred service to the world, to awaken people to the hidden facts, because my ability for speaking uncomfortable words of truth is my gift, and I share that gift with all of my love. Plus, writing and speaking is healing me, and that's priceless in any currency. Maybe I have inspired some of y'all to use your own voices too, because each of us has a story to tell. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful for all y'all for being here with me. The subject I'm speaking about today is a hot topic, which will undoubtedly trigger people, and that's okay. That's what I do, and being triggered is an opportunity to look at the reasons why, and that will open new pathways of thoughts if you try to figure out why you're triggered with information that conflicts with your beliefs. Does Jesus save? That's a complicated question. And it has a complicated answer. And while I know or I feel the answer for myself, putting it into words for you all is another matter altogether. And it's that way with many of the complicated abstract concepts, especially ones that I learn mostly via claircognizance. Then there's the aphasia that the stroke left me with, which causes pregnant pauses in my speaking because my brain won't let the words come out of my mouth. That's not the technical explanation. That's just how it affects me. My words just won't come out. They might be in my brain, but they won't come out. So please bear with me as I speak on this controversial topic. And for that matter, on all of my podcasts, as I occasionally become tongue-tied. This work is vital to my own healing, and that's why I continue regardless of this little speaking obstacle, which I hope I can completely heal or at least rewire that part of my brain eventually. So does Jesus save? There are those people who will say that if you accept Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior, you're saved from eternal damnation. But then some of those same people go about doing the exact opposite of what the man known as Jesus would do. Fake Christians are all too common, as fakeness is an epidemic in this clown world, y'all. However, there are some Christians who not only say those words, they embody them too. They live their lives as their model advised. Their actions speak louder than their words, and their lives reflect the goodness, or the godness, as I like to say, of their proclamation that God is in control of them. But what about all of the people who are not Christians, yet they give their lives over to a godly existence? They have become Christ-aligned, and they fully embody the principles of the Golden Rule, which is basically the foundation for all religions. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And those people live a service-oriented life with holy regard for all other living things. Yet they don't follow the doctrines of Christianity or any organized religion. Are those people saved from eternal damnation? Or is a pledge to the Christian doctrine necessary to cement one's place in the heavenly realm? I don't want to get into the illusions of doctrinal religions like Christianity, except to say that they are all largely built on falsehoods. The blood of a sacrificed man is not salvation for anyone. That's a satanic ritual. It's a distortion of the murder of Yeshua, Jesus, that's been used to control people. And when I say satanic, I mean the opposite of holy. Jesus did not die as a price paid for the sins of mankind. His blood does not cover anyone's misbehaviors. That lie is Satanism. What saves us mortal beings is our own thoughts, words, and deeds. It's the energies of our own personal vibrational frequencies that save us or send us to hell, both here on earth and after we transition out of this biological body. The true salvation is living one's life as the Christ-aligned being Yeshua or Jesus epitomized. That's how heaven is created. Through our very own alignments with the divine nature of life, we enter the density of heaven, both on earth and in the traditional space of the afterlife that's known as heaven. Let me say that again. Through our own alignments with the divine nature of life, we enter the density of heaven. That's important to remember. Nobody's coming to save us. Sacrificed Homo sapiens are not the gateway to heaven anywhere on any realm, as do no harm is the prime directive we're all supposed to follow. Jesus isn't coming down from the sky in a golden chariot to save humanity from themselves. That task is up to each and every one of us individually. It's a personal choice, a decision we each make with our daily lives by virtue of our godly actions. As Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. I often share that quote on my post because thinking in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration makes life much easier to comprehend. So, to summarize the long answer I have given to the question, does Jesus say? Let me simply say yes. If you are living your life in the higher vibrations of love, compassion, and service like Yeshua did, regardless of your religious affiliation, you will be saved from eternal damnation. But the answer is no if you're merely a churchgoer who just gives lip service to the teachings without living up to the calling. Living a holy life, regardless of political or religious or national affiliations, is your savior. Service to others is your savior. Love is your savior. Compassion is your savior. But the tortured body and spilled blood resulting from the satanic murder of a high vibrational man? No. That's not salvation for anyone, regardless of what supposedly happened on Easter. Furthermore, I'd like to say drinking blood and eating the body of Jesus is cannibalism, another satanic practice known as communion. What are you communing? Another soul into your own? That's not satanic. That's satanic, not holy. Because if you are holy, you are already whole, as the word holy indicates. Religious doctrines are nonsensical, y'all. And they're actually tools to keep the masses from their true spirituality. So the shortest answer to the question, does Jesus save, is no. Jesus won't save you. Free will says you must do that for yourself. And that brings me to my affirmation for this message. These words will help to solidify your resolve as you're ascending into the heavenly realm of New Earth. The affirmation is, I am saved by virtue of my godly actions as I give and receive only love. Doesn't that feel yummy? Let's say it again. I am saved by virtue of my godly actions as I give and receive only love. Yes. And so it is. Until next time, y'all, vibe high and give freely. I love you. Namaste, y'all.
Thank you for joining us today on Musings and Meditations, and thank you for healing, because if you are listening, you are healing. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform so you don't miss a single episode. And be sure to spread the knowledge by sharing this link with all of your friends and family. You can follow Cindy on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time, live in peace and harmony with one another. Infinite love, health, and happiness are yours because you are a powerful creator.